here is better than the open air. Take it thankfully. I will piece out the comfort with what addition I can. I will not be long for.
All the power of his wits are given way to his impatience.
The gods reward your kindness.
Tintoretto calls me and tells me Nero is an angler in the Lake of Darkness. Pray, innocent. Beware the foul fiend.
Thrilling, uncle. Tell me whether a madman be a gentleman or a yeoman. A king? A king? He's a yeoman that has a gentleman to his son, for he's a mad yeoman that sees his son a gentleman before him. To have 1,000 with red burning spits come hissing in upon him.
Foul fiend bites my back.
He's mad that trusts in the tameness of a wolf, a horse's health, a boy's love, or a whore's own.
It shall be done. I will arraign them straight. Come. Sit down here. Learned justice, sir. Now sit in, sir. Sit there. Oh! You see, foxes!
Look where he stands and glares. Once thou eyes at trial, madam. Come, mother born, Bessie, to me.
Thou doth a leak, and she must not speak, why she dare not come over to thee.
Our fiend wants Tom in the voice of a nightingale. I'm an inch cry in Thomas' belly for 2 white herrings. Broke not to bear came for. I have no food for thee.
How do you, sir? Stand you not so amazed.
Will you lie down and rest upon the cushion?
Well, I'll see their trial first. Bring in their evidence. Thou roved man of justice, take thy place. And thou, his yoke fellow of equity, bench by his side. You are the commission, sit you too.
Let us deal justly.
Arraign her first. 'Tis Goneril.
I go take my oath before this honorable assembly. She kicked the poor king, her father.
Another mistress. Is your name Goneril?
She cannot deny it.
Cry your mercy, I took you for a joint.
And there's another, whose warped looks proclaim what store her heart is made on. Stop her there! Arms, arms, sword, fire, corruption in the place. False justice, why didst thou let her escape?
Mesh, thy
witch. Oh,
pretty sir. Where is the patience now that you so often boasted to retain?
My tears begin to take his part so much, they mar my counterfeiting.
The little dogs and all. Trey, Blanche, and Sweetheart. See, they bark at me.
Tom will throw his head at me. Avaunt you, curse!
Then let them anatomize Regan. See what breeds about her heart. Is there any cause in nature that make these hard hearts? You, sir, I entertain for 1 in 100. Only I do not like the fashion of your garments. You say they're person, but let them be changed.
Now, good my lord, lie here and rest a while.
Hmm? Make no noise! Make no noise! Draw the curtains.
So?
You're going to suffer in the morning.
And I'll go to bed at noon.
Dear friend, where is the king, my master?
Yes, sir, but trouble him not, his wits are gone.
Good friend, I prithee, take him in thine arms. I have ordered the blood of death upon him.
There is a little ready. Lay him in and drive toward Dover, friend, for thou shalt meet both welcome and protection. Take up my master, if thou shalt stand him 30 minutes. His life with thine and all that offered to defend him, stand him assured loss. Take up, and follow me, and build some provision and give thee quick comfort.
Oppressive nature sleeps. This rest might yet have balmed thy broken sinews, which, if convenience will not allow, stand in hard cure. Come, help to bed, I master. Come. I must not stay behind.
Come.
Away.
When we are better see bearing our woes, we scarcely think our miseries our foes. Who alone suffers, suffers most in the mind, leaving free things and happy shows behind. But then the mind much sufferance doth o'er skip when grief hath mate and bearing fellowship. How light and portable my pain seems now. When that which makes me bend makes the king bow. He childed as I fathered. Tom, away. Mark the high noises and thyself bewray. And false opinion whose wrong thoughts defile thee. And thy just proof repeals and reconciles thee. What will have more tonight save scape the king?